Well,
here we are.
Hello, how are you doing?
You know, I feel like death.
I don't know why, if I can talk.
Why do we fucking do this to ourselves? Does this not happen every single time someone drinks? Right?
Like, I think at my age, I guess this is what happens every time I drink.
You're like, we're gonna have fun. It's gonna be a good night.
Chill.
And it is. And then always next morning, it's like, man. Why?
Like, the audience had to know that this is what we were gonna be like, right?
Well, we will say this. We did the drunk advice episode. Mm-hmm. Very curious to see how it went, because a lot of it's very fuzzy.
Yeah.
Don't really know how well it's gonna turn out. We'll see.
We'll see. I'll have to edit that one up. We'll make it a fun little, because I think it was long, right?
It was very long.
It's very long.
Some of the guys were the most long-winded ones. I feel like talking to, and just went off on tangents about other things.
Yeah.
Right? I'll say this.
It was fun.
When you're drunk and involved in it, it's fun. I feel like for anyone sober and a clear mind, listening to drunk people just,
you never know,
rifting and going off on things, they're going to be like, really?
I know. Well, okay. Thankfully we preface it with like, hey, we're really drunk.
Yeah.
We're going to give you drunk advice. And the guys that come in are drunk. So I don't know.
Correct.
But it was fun. Oh, I don't know how much I totally remember after the show.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So where I screwed up, because I always do this, you know, the morning that you wake up.
Yeah.
And by the way, it was like on the dot, like 5:50 this morning.
That you woke
straight
up
out of bed. You know that game, like, don't wake daddy.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I fucking sat up
in
my bed. Like, fuck, I got my makeup on still, which I hate sleeping in my makeup.
I did that too.
And
I
with my face just being microneedled and needing, like, the moisture. I was like, fuck. So I washed my face, and then I did the whole, like, let's think about what happened last night before I try to go back to sleep.
Sure.
Where was the point of my night where I went wrong?
Right.
It was... Did I not tell you yesterday when we talked about Strike Force to not drink this at all when you're drinking?
Yep.
I took shots of whiskey.
Sure.
Chased it with whatever was left in this because it tasted better than my drink.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the night went downhill.
That's where it turned.
I don't do shots.
Why
the fuck whiskey?
It wasn't
shots. No. Well, for me.
I mean, it was fun.
No, it was still great.
Yeah. I don't think not sure if anything bad happened. I guess we'll find out.
I don't feel like it did.
Yeah. But so you were taking shots of whiskey.
I mean, it was more like slugs, just slugging it back.
Okay.
But I don't know why I felt the need to. All of a sudden, I felt like I was invincible.
Yep.
Like, alcohol can't touch me.
You get to that point where you're a new you.
The guys were giving it to me.
Yeah.
Putting the ball. Okay, yeah. Which then again, here we are with all men. And this is where we've talked about before. You can't drink like the guys. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't trying to.
No, but
Eric was giving, you know, he was trying to give me root beer float. I'm like, dude, I can't.
Yeah.
I know my limits. I can't do root beer rum floats.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Tiffany got drunk.
Okay.
Doing cartwheels out in the road.
Yeah, but I mean a fun Tiffany drunk. We didn't have like music to dance. So you needed to go be a gymnast?
I was trying to be an aspiring gymnast outside, thinking that all of a sudden alcohol gave me these superpowers to be this incredible athlete, which it did not.
Well, I mean, you were doing some pretty impressive.
I did a back bend
stuff,
and then all of a sudden Dan was like, "Do a flip," and I was like, "I don't think I can," and I wasn't gonna try.
You could have killed yourself out
Andrew
there.
Whiskey Barrel was out there,
helping
me. We were both helping each other try to stand up from. It was like we were kids having fun.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It
you
was
know,
fun.
And other people were breaking down, crying, and other people were just like talking about things, like life. I guess guys were sharing their life secrets with everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. When the bros get together, so it was a bunch of drinking bros that came.
Yeah.
Not too many broettes.
I know.
Bummed about that.
Texas
but
apparently has more.
Texas. We're going to do another one, broette meetup.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to make it specific.
I agree.
Broette. And like, if the guys want to come. Like the guys in the company, maybe.
Like the man fans.
Jared, maybe. Man fans, maybe. But like,
not
it's going to be.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was great.
Yeah.
I loved like connecting with everyone that was here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, everyone. I like hearing the stories about how our podcast gets people through. That's, to me, is huge because I think podcasts have kind of gotten me through stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Just even if you're not even talking about stuff that pertains to me, you're just talking. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there listening and like,
talking's healthy.
It's healthy. And like hearing other people talk and like you're sitting with them. I don't know. It helps. And we're happy that, you know, it's affected people in that way. And I always love hearing that.
Yeah.
That story.
I know. I remember at one point of the night wondering where you were.
Yeah.
And I saw you being talk, and I was like, aw.
Yeah.
And that was actually probably one of the coolest parts. I actually felt bad. So I apologize to anyone who was there who all of a sudden, if we were having a conversation, I felt like then I got pulled away again. Yeah. And then I was people, in a conversation and right. I got pulled away again. Like, oh, tell
me hard.
This.
It's hard.
So I was like, oh, I'm trying.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's how it is at every like broette or bro event. And I think people get it, yeah. Right? It's almost like,
it's like
at
you
your
try
birthday
to talk to
when
everyone.
You're like, sorry, I couldn't. You're bouncing all around and then you get drunk and then you're like, okay, bye.
Yeah. So one thing I will say that I didn't realize happened last night. So we walk into the studio.
Okay.
And the first thing that you smell is just pure alcohol. And that's how it was last night. And that's when I felt sick.
Yeah.
Because first of all, I can't drink gin. Like the smell of gin or anything related is awful for me. Mm-hmm. It brings me back to that, you know, it's like any smell of a certain alcohol brings you back to that one moment where it just ruined it for you for the whole your whole life. So I walk inside from, you know, being a cool gymnast outside.
Sure. Like being a real, a true athlete.
True fucking athlete.
A true athlete.
And it smells like gin, like a gin fart bomb went off or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, coming in this morning, I see that there's a broken bottle just sitting there.
It
and I'm like, oh,
you.
My God.
Hit you again.
No, I mean, luckily, I'm feeling a little bit better. Good. But I'm seeing the aftermath of everything that we're going to have to
deal
clean.
With.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck.
And you know it's we, too. Well, me. You don't have to do anything.
No, I'm going to after this because I know if I don't,
then
it's going
be
to
me.
Just be on you. Actually,
guys would
Giorgio
never.
Would.
Giorgio would, but I don't want him to have to.
Exactly,
he
because
really
he's such
out.
A sweetheart, and he would.
Yeah,
I know.
Like, he hung out a little bit, but he didn't drink any of that shit. Oh, my God. We need to take a picture of that table and just be like.
We do.
We'll put it on the
broettes. What I do remember is when we were leaving last night, seeing some people clean, right?
Oh, yeah.
And thinking to myself, oh, well, that's sweet of them.
Yeah.
And then I came in, I was like, oh, they stopped once we left.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, hey, we're cleaning. And then, yeah.
So
I didn't puke last night. I think I ate some White Castle burgers.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so jealous of you right
now. I know.
Now.
You were trying to find Postmates and nobody would deliver to you because it
was
I? Way late.
Of course I was.
Because you're like, I need to eat something. Like, hello, this is what happens. We got to eat if I want to feel good tomorrow.
Yep.
Nothing. We had nothing in the studio. No one would deliver to you. So that sucks.
There's not a White Castle around here, though, is there?
No, I have them. Like, I get the
frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because part of me was like, is there really a White Castle around here?
No.
Because I don't think there is in North Carolina.
Maybe somewhere, but I'm not sure.
That was like a Missouri thing growing up. And we didn't really go often, but when we did, it was traditionally hungover.
Yeah.
Just like Jack in the Box tacos.
The best.
Right?
The
or
best.
Even like Taco Bell, but Jack in the Box tacos are
there's
way better.
Something about.
Well, because they're so damn greasy.
They're so, yeah, the oil actually just completely coating the tortilla. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if it's meat. Whatever, it's not like real meat, but it's great.
It's terrible for you.
Terrible for
you.
It's
probably like the worst of the worst that a restaurant, fast food place can
absolutely.
Have. Without
just
getting in
saturated
trouble.
Fat and fried everything.
What else? Where else would I use it? Denny's or Waffle House?
Yes.
Was like always a drunk thing in college, right? And that was always helpful because you're eating something.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like even
and
this
they
morning.
They don't serve alcohol, so you can't drink. All you're doing is eating. You're just like going quiet into
the
night.
The ones in Vegas serve alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Of course they do.
Of course they
everything
do.
Everything in
Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah.
I was looking up this morning Vegemite. You've heard of that before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I've heard that Vegemite is actually really good for hangovers. I never had it. Have you tasted it?
No.
Okay. So I guess people just put it on toast and they say it's not only tasty for breakfast, but perfect for a hangover cure. Apparently, it's magical for two reasons. One, it has a lot of B vitamins. So from the B vitamin group, in particular, I guess thiamin, niacin, riboflavin, and folate, which is very good for you when you're hungover.
Really?
No fucking clue about that.
Huh.
And then also alcohol is a diuretic. So diuretics make you pee more, so you'll lose more water. So when you start eating Vegemite in the morning, that'll actually replace those B vitamins that you've weeded out that night before. Crazy.
Mm-mm, but it's...
Well, second one, they say it's really salty, right? So if you eat anything that's salty, you're going to want to drink more. Therefore, it helps, I guess, hydrate you.
Yeah.
When in my case, I'll just do some fucking liquid IV and water.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Then do this.
Exactly.
But the biggest thing that they say for hangover cure is like the number one thing is have a drink in the morning.
I know. But I mean, is that really, or you know what I mean?
Well, yes and when no. You think about it, I'm pretty sure too, your body is going through the breakdown of, it's no longer has alcohol in its system. So it's acting up because it needs a little bit in ways, I feel. I'm sure there's scientific ways, and I'm not going to Dan this, you know,
right.
Get into it. But, because I don't know. Let's just be fucking
Let's
real.
Let's just be honest. We don't really know.
I just don't fucking know. But Bloody Marys, are you a Bloody Mary girl?
I used to be.
Yeah.
I don't drink like hard liquor, but.
Oh, yeah.
That's so I would do like a mimosa.
Oh.
A mimosa. Yeah.
And those are still better for the morning, I hear.
Right. But I need a hangover cure for when you have to go to the pediatrician with your kids at 8 a.m. and when you have to like go to work and pay HOAs. Yeah.
Not just vacation like hangover. Like, we just wake up and just go drink.
Because we all know that.
Because who can really do that?
That one we know. Or you sleep, right?
Yes.
Sleep is the best one.
Like,
if you can go back to sleep. When you wake up that second time,
you feel amazing.
Even if it's for like a half an hour.
I know.
So much better.
It's like the best half an hour you've slept in your life.
Best. And you feel like a new person.
Why does it seem like every single time that you drink, there's you waking up to a sick kid?
Sick kid, either puking all night. It's because they know.
They know.
They know. They know. And they're like, no. Like, don't think that you're like out of the woods here, lady. Like... You're actually, you know what I mean? Like, you're actually still a mom. Like, don't even act for 1 second like you're not. I'm like, God damn it.
Listen, you had your fun for the night. We're going to remind you that you're back to reality at 6 a.m. in the morning, 7 a.m., whatever.
Yeah.
So, are they good? They had to get shots and
they're
stuff?
They're good. They had to get shots, you know, for the move. You need to get them all squared away and release forms for a new pediatrician and all of this. They had to wear masks. We had to wait in the car.
I know.
Temperatures. We didn't get a COVID test. I was kind of hoping they would test us to make sure, but no.
Oh.
Okay. Because surely after last night, we both have it, right?
Surely.
Surely one of those people
had it.
Was exposed, right?
And we were all in close quarters. Who fucking
knows? Look, who fucking cares?
Well, I'll tell you this. A lot of guys in Chris's unit, so all of third group kind of like, a lot of these guys were getting tested to see if they did have COVID symptom or COVID in their system at all.
Yeah.
And I guess apparently so many of them had the COVID, I don't want to say gene.
The antibodies.
They fucking had the antibodies in their system
so
for
they
it.
Had had it then. Interesting.
Apparently a lot of people feel as if they've maybe had it at some point and it just kind of like their body kicked its ass, like whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just tired for a few days or like feeling really sick and down
for
a bit. And then I don't know. I don't know how people handle that or what the deal is. But apparently they did find the antibodies.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, man, these guys had it and didn't even know.
Yeah. Ross says to this day that he had it. Him and Dakota Meyer had it.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like, I had it already. We had it. He never got the antibody test. He's just Ross, you know,
sure.
So it's fact.
So it's, pure fact.
It's fact because he thinks it.
Well, I'm pretty sure Heather thinks that she might have had it in Vegas, which now thinking back to it, think about how sick she was when she was out there. So she got her, out there. She had like a really bad, I think, head cold and everything and a lot of decongestant. I don't know. And I know she got her tattoo. So she thought with flying out to Vegas and getting a massive tattoo that her body was just, her immune system was kind of shutting down.
Yeah.
And then she thought to herself, I wonder if this was a fucking coronavirus.
Well, when was that? March, right?
That was February.
February. Yeah, that was like right when, was it here yet? I mean, it must have been here. But
it was here.
Really,
I was here in the United States.
Yeah.
This is when people were starting to find
out.
This is when more and more cases were starting to be exposed.
Okay.
March was when things shut down.
Right.
So all of a sudden people were having an epiphany while they're sitting in their home going, wait a second. Because same thing with my sister back in December. She went to the hospital. In fact, she was so sick. And they said, you have some type of respiratory infection, but it's not anything. There's nothing. This is weird.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
Right? And she, I mean, literally for a whole week, down for the count. Like, my parents were really concerned about her. They thought she had pneumonia, walking pneumonia.
They didn't have the, like, COVID testing at that time.
They didn't have the testing at the time because they didn't know if that was...
So she should now get tests for antibodies.
She should. To see.
Just to be like, did I have it?
Have it, yeah.
Because once you do, then you're like, good.
But I'm curious how, if civilians can just do that willy-nilly. So in the military, these guys, like, Special Forces guys have their own docs that just do everything for them all the fucking time. They can go into them, right? Yeah. It's not like you really schedule sometimes an appointment. They have even Deltas, which is they're like very highly qualified medics on their team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure these guys have access to a lot more stuff where it's simpler.
Yeah.
Whereas my sister, we would have to be like, okay, I gotta get into the doctor like a month later.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know how the antibody test works. I know that they have drive through like just testing.
I saw
just
that.
To see if you have it. But I don't know if that's the same. So,
by the way, doesn't that look fucking awful?
Ugh. Like a that's like the only thing preventing me from doing it.
Gigantic, like humongous Q-tip
going to your brain,
all the way to like tickling your brain.
Mm.
And every time I've seen so many people take videos of them, you know, getting it done, and the lady's like, "Hold still." They're like, "Oh my god!" It's, I mean, you can't.
Why does it have to be so horrible?
I know.
Like, why does all of this shit have to be so horrible?
I know.
Every part of it.
Like, and here we are drinking during it, hanging out with
Hanging out with a bunch of people, inviting anyone.
Yeah.
Like, literally putting it out to, like, thousands of people. Like, come on down.
Well, we're putting it out to the bros. And we know all the bros and broads don't have it, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Because they wouldn't come if
they
did,
never
right?
Would they come if they did.
Never.
This is the mindset where people get it.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just waiting, and I just need to get it and get it over with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be traveling to California. Don't know if they're going to quarantine me there.
I'm curious.
Then I'm going
that.
To Texas. Don't know if they're going to quarantine me there. I don't know. It changes daily.
So you're going to be in California for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So traditionally, quarantine is a week.
14 days, right? If they really do the real quarantine.
Oh, so you'll be quarantined the entire time you're there.
Quarantine the whole time. I mean, nothing's fucking open anyways.
I guess that's true.
So... You know, but I'm just trying to divert. I'm trying to distract my kids from the moving part.
I've
just been like, we're going to go, and then we're never coming back.
I'll just kind of slip
like, we're
that
going
in.
On another vacation.
Yeah.
Another vacation.
Wow, this vacation's lasting really long,
hey,
Mom.
So are we going to be going home in a year? I'm like, almost. We're still 2 years later. Almost, buddy. Almost. Still on vacation.
Oh my
God. No, he today was like, we're going to Texas, telling the pediatrician, we're going to Texas.
Aww.
I'm really excited.
Really?
She was like, what are you most excited about? He's like, they have really big toy stores there. And she's like, well, there you go.
You know what?
That's what so I
cute.
Said.
That's so
I
fucking
to
cute.
Get him excited.
Yes. Well, I mean, in all honesty, everything's bigger in Texas, right? That's what they're known
Everything's
for.
Everything's bigger. We're going to have more stuff. Like,
yes.
There's not just the one tiny little... toy store that's next to Whole Foods. There's like a bunch.
You'll have a ton of, yes.
Yeah.
And that would be the cool thing too. So I come to Wilmington and I'm like, oh my God.
They have everything.
They have a Whole Foods. What is this?
Yeah, yeah.
And for you now, you're now going to a big mecca of they have everything, which is probably, like, you know, that's
It'll
nice.
Be good.
Anytime I moved, I would look to the area and be like, oh, the Trader Joe's is not an hour and a half away from me now. It's 15 minutes. This is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay, what else can I find nearby?
Yeah.
Playing, you know, the positive game.
Playing the positive game. Yeah. But it was good. I'm glad that we did the party last night.
Besides,
I'm glad that we.
Yeah.
Besides what?
Feeling how I feel.
Feeling how I feel, too. Like, I need to get through two more shows after this.
Oh.
And then.
Two?
I'll be, yeah.
Okay.
So I have RPR and then I have the news. I might bail on the news. I don't know. I can't hear Dan talk about that bullshit right now.
Oh, God, no.
Ugh.
He was in such a good mood last night. Too.
I know. Can and he's going to come in the worst mood.
He's
going to
be today. In the worst mood today. But he was so happy last night.
It was fun.
He was
that
actually
was really
smiling
fun. Yeah.
The whole night. Which,
the
by the
night.
Way, if you don't believe us and you want to see Dan smile and you still think it's an anomaly, well, next time you better fucking come and hang out and you can see him smile all night long.
Exactly.
So.
You will.
He was even still smiling while he was trying to choke me out. Then I slapped him in the face. Do you remember that?
Yeah, why was he...
Dude, he legit was trying to choke me out. Like, I don't know what it, right? It was like a fucking quick moment. I think while I was in my gymnast mode, thinking that I'm, you know, can do anything.
A true athlete.
He thought he could just come over and try to choke me out. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to. So the one thing I wanted to do was since he was on top of me and on my back, right? You grab a hold of his arm.
Yeah.
The one arm that's not doing most of the work. And you take that. And as you put pressure on the arm to fling him forward, you take your foot and, you know, basically swipe his leg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, dude, I'm about to do this.
Yeah.
And it's going to fucking hurt.
Yeah.
If you don't stop. And he wasn't.
You don't stop.
And so then I went to hit him in his dick.
Yeah.
Because that's what girls do too, right? To get out of it.
You have to.
Right?
Thankfully.
And so the minute he realized I was going to do that, he was like, oh my God, stop. And I was like, stop choking me.
Oh my God, stop.
I was like, I legit can't breathe. And then later on, we were talking about slapping or something. I think one of the guys brought it up and how I worked the interrogation part.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, let's just be real. When you can't talk much about it, but in the Air Force, we do interrogations.
Yeah.
On our students and high risk of capture. Individuals. And when you think about it, you're simulating a real world environment that if they were captured by the enemy, how would the enemy treat them? The enemy is going to verbally, physically, and mentally abuse them, right? So in our training, we simulate that through a lot of different things,
yeah,
essentially. And that's all I will say. And obviously one of them was like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
It's very like, it's unexpected. Most of the time, it's very humiliating.
Yeah.
It pisses people off.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
and
like
so,
the worst thing. That
yeah. Like no one wants that to fucking happen. Right. It's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so that simulates anything that could possibly be done to you. So just to get him back, I did that. But yeah. I did it within. It wasn't.
Oh, I think I remember that.
I didn't, you know, just big old slap. Like I did it within regs.
Cause yeah.
And he was like, I like that. And I was like, OK, that's weird.
Okay. Yeah.
And then his brother was like, did you hurt him? I was like, I can't. My
Come
little
on.
Baby ass hand.
Come
I know,
on.
I know I got ET fingers. And they're long.
But
my baby hand's not going to hurt him. His beard probably, like, deflected most of the pain
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's a magic beard.
And probably his cold, dead heart, too. Just kidding. We Just, love you,
we
Dan.
Do.
Yeah, so, fuck, how am I going to get through the day?
No, we
anyway,
got this. We do.
We got this.
Well, I'll
what
tell
are you.
You
yeah.
What I'll
are you
tell
drinking?
You this right now. My face is not happy. I don't know if any of you ladies out there have got microneedling done before. Have you? You've gotten it done.
No, I want to. So
oh, you
bad.
Haven't?
Yeah.
Have you gotten a...
I've never gotten like a peel or anything.
Oh, I was just going to ask you if you got a peel
I don't
want to
get the...
Don't
I'm
get
scared
peel.
Of the peel. That is like when I see people get that, that's hardcore. The microneedling, I've never... Even you say there's like stuff, but I don't even see it. Do you know what I mean?
True. Well, because I'm very close.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did get the peel done the first time, right? And it was a pretty...
I think it was like the first time I met you. You had the
oh,
peel.
Oh my God. It
and
was.
You were on the show.
Yes.
And I was like, oh.
I looked sunburned.
Yeah, like it wasn't bad, but I was like, oh, that's a peel. Like, that's not bad.
No.
It didn't look
bad.
But horrible.
That was like the first day, Jesse.
Oh, that's right. And then it gets worse after
You weren't
that.
Even there when we went to Max Speed Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So I was very self conscious of getting it done. It felt like my, you know, it felt like I sat in the sun for fucking days.
Yeah, yeah.
I was sunburnt. Everything felt very dry and to the crisp. And, you know, as you talk, like,
yes,
things feel
yes,
dry
yes.
and you hate that.
Yeah.
As the day went on, I got drier and drier on my face, but I was just kind of like, whatever. Dan
yeah.
will tell me if I look like an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
Which he didn't.
He wouldn't.
Thank God Ross was there, right? So he would.
Oh, yeah, he would.
He would.
Yeah.
And so we're eating at Max Speed Shop and we're talking. And all of a sudden, Ross is like, you got a big like chunk of skin coming off. Like, and I did.
Shut up.
And I was like, excuse me. So I went to the bathroom, patted down with water, and I was like, okay, it's time to go.
Like,
I'm
not going to sit
very
here and let my
self-conscious
yeah.
of it anyway.
I'm not going to let my face fall off in front of these people.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially the first time I
meet
Ross.
It just starts like coming off.
Too.
Dang.
Yeah, and so it starts coming off, and some people's come off very different, and you can't peel it either. You just got to let it.
Oh.
You just got to let the skin go. Because
yeah,
if you
yeah.
start peeling
yeah,
it,
yeah.
you could damage your skin.
Yeah, now you're like getting into like rips and stuff. Yeah.
Look up Fantastic Four. And you know what I'm talking about?
I know
it's like
you're
the thing.
About.
Whatever the fuck it's called.
Is it like
Fantastic Four?
Is it Hellboy? No.
No, but it looked very similar. Fantastic Four, I'm pretty sure it's called The Thing.
Oh, okay.
That's what my face looked like. No fucking joke. It was all cracked all over. and just chunks of skin were just sitting there in cracks. Yeah. It looked like a dry desert oasis on my motherfucking face.
How long did that take?
A whole goddamn week, Jesse.
Oh,
and by the way, like, I'm working.
Yeah.
So I'm in the fucking, I'm going in uniform.
No.
Mm-hmm. With this. Embarrassed.
Right.
Thank God I didn't have to teach that week.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, I get this done or have things scheduled, of course, after, like this.
Yeah.
I did, like, a little meetup with a bunch of girls in the area from Instagram.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
all were like, hey, we'd love to meet you. And I was like, yeah, let's all meet up. We'll work out together. We'll all hang out.
Yeah.
And, of course, I looked like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people see you on Instagram, they think you look that way.
Yeah.
That, you know, as like, you should.
Hey.
Right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, some people do use a lot of, like, Facetune and smoothers. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and while I can understand some, you don't want to, like, look completely different. Right? And then in this case, I was like, I don't look like this all the time. I swear. Like, I literally got a peel.
Yeah.
Which I don't even think I should have been out in the sun.
No.
Fucking doing that. I mean, no. I had a glob ton of sunscreen on my face.
At my dermatology place, they won't even let you get a peel until winter.
Really?
Yeah, because you can't, like, be in the sun at all.
Yeah. So, to me, and it took my, and of course, we're human, and we want our face to react positively immediately and see results, and that's not what happens. You know, after the peel, then your face looks like shit for a bit, and everything's more amplified, like all your scars and marks and melasma, and I was like, fuck. Like, but it did get better,
okay.
Right? Because your skin starts to heal, and the cells regenerate, collagens boost it back up. So anyway, I was like, I can't do a fucking peel again. No. Microneedling is very similar, has a similar effect, but doesn't keep you down for the count as long.
Yeah.
And it honestly just looks like you have really dry skin.
Yeah.
So people were asking if it hurts. They numb the shit out of your face.
Yeah.
You sit there with numbing cream on
They're
it for
20
minutes.
They're pretty good with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And in reality, I was so tired that her needling the fuck out of my face was pretty relaxing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you need some? Oh, okay.
Sorry. It's like,
you're like, see yourself and you're blurry. Like, no.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, it is a little bit.
It is?
Yeah. Does it need focus?
Interesting.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay. Do we need to fix it?
Yours is good. Let me fix it.
See, it looks clear right now, but you're blurry in it. Did it not just, maybe it didn't, see, it looks clear. It's focused. Here, sit. Now you're clear.
Okay. So maybe it
was
just for a second.
So what I'm wondering if you moved and it was for a second?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I will say this. The big thing that's been a lifesaver for my skin right now.
Yeah.
Is hyaluronic acid serum. And I'm surprised you never heard of this before.
I mean, I have, but I thought it was like, I thought I got it from the dermatologist and it was like some kind of crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like,
so now,
expensive, gnarly.
Right?
Yeah.
And everyone's making it now.
Yeah.
Because they're realizing that it helps with hydration.
Yeah.
And it helps keep your skin nice and plump.
Yeah.
And everything. So you put it on your hand, like you put the serum on your hands and you just kind of like pat it on your face. Right? Okay. And apparently this is that's the way to do it because I've been doing it wrong.
Right.
So I'm finding all this from all the gurus on TikTok and everything. Sure. And everyone's showing their fucking skin regimens. I'm highly impressed.
Yeah.
Because even just with normal, I can put every moisturizer on, oil, and it's not doing a thing. But this hyaluronic acid serum is.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I'm cheap. Besides, I mean, a peel and a Botox here and there or whatever else.
Yeah. Other than that, yeah.
Microneedling was $300. For me.
That's not horrible.
No, but I'm still saying, though, like,
When
you first think of it, I only thought it was be 100.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because to me, I'm like, man, Botox is less than that almost for me.
Yeah.
So then when they were like, do you want this cream added to it? I was like, how much is the cream? She's like, $75. I was like, shit, yeah.
I guess.
But I was like, that's expensive.
Yeah.
For someone who's not used to paying for that price. So hyaluronic acid from The Ordinary, which is this amazing company that makes all these different serums and glycolic acid toners and like everything else for super cheap.
How can it be so cheap though?
Because I have a feeling they're so, so many people buy it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's so crazy, too, because all these, like, skincare, all the estheticians, dermatologists, and everyone are going, yep.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is legit. And now everyone can get their hands on it. So I think, I don't know what they did. I would have to look up The Ordinary. Yeah, yeah. But they did something to where they were like, listen, the everyday people, women, or even just people in general, can't get their hands on this. And we need to make sure that they can.
Yeah.
And honestly, they're sold out everywhere I go. Like yeah. Ulta, Sephora, like anytime I go, I'm like, fuck, they don't have it
here. All right. I need to get some hyaluronic acid.
Serum. So at first I thought it was legit acid, like an ACH.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't sound good.
Or an AHAs, you know, mm-hmm. those acid. And I was like, oh, I can't do those on my face. This kind of ruined my face before. But no, this is legit. I mean, I don't really know much, so don't take it from me. I'm not going to sit here and act like I fucking know exactly what it does besides hydration.
Yeah.
But that's been helping me like crazy right now. Nice. So I know. So I know that before when I talked about that leg cream stuff and a couple girls bought it, right? The magic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The magic.
And that helped them. Maybe if you guys are looking for something affordable and looking for these serums.
The Ordinary. And it's not a sponsor, so.
No, definitely not a sponsor. But they have the niacinamide, I don't know, and zinc, which apparently is really great for like cellular turnover, like dark spots. People, so, and melasma, for if you guys don't know, is like the dark pigmentation that people have on their lips or on their like, I guess their brow area and sometimes on their cheeks.
Yeah.
And apparently it's from like too much estrogen in people's systems. Yeah,
so when you're pregnant. Ladies get it usually. Yeah.
And sometimes it's made worse by heat and the sun. Because I notice I always have like a fucking mustache. Like
when you go out and sun, in the sun, get tan and shit. Yeah.
Unless I'm actually putting sunscreen on.
Yeah.
And they have a sunscreen. I'm telling you, all this shit is like crazy cheap. They have this AHA plus BHA peeling solution. And I use it. And my skin, it's like a kind of mini microneedling session.
Yeah.
And obviously you want to use sunscreen the next day. And not expose yourself really to the sun and not use any more like exfoliating stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, my skin is glowing.
Yeah.
And I'm like impressed. And it's $18. Oh, now they have it at Walmart.
There you go.
Dude, I love it. I love it.
Love it.
I know.
Love it.
That helps. So if you guys are looking for anything out there, you know, that will be something that you guys can use.
Yeah.
Guys or girls.
Yeah.
You know, here's what I think's funny about guys. They literally use a bar of soap that they the same bar of soap they use on their ass.
Yep. In their hair.
And in
everything
their hair.
They have is like, it's an all-in-one, right? So it's like shampoo, body wash, conditioner, like how can that all be face wash?
And they have perfect fucking skin. Right?
Yeah.
Have you not noticed that?
Yeah.
Like Chris does nothing to his skin.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He never breaks out.
Yep.
Yeah, I will say every time his mom and sister sees him, they're like, Chris, you need to use under eye, like
eye cream
really bad. And I'm like, the dude's not going to use it.
Yeah, no, they
you
don't.
Know what I mean? And that's just part of
aging. He's not Ryan Seacrest. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, that guy's regiment is just like,
dude,
do you know what I mean? He sleeps like this. Like,
you've seen Schitt's Creek, right?
Yes.
So where she sleeps in that? The mom sleeps in that padding. I don't know what the fuck it is for her face.
Amazing.
I would imagine Ryan Seacrest sleeping in that.
Yeah. Something like this. Or a chamber, some kind of like weird cryo like chamber where it just like keeps him the same age and everything.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he probably wakes up 3 hours earlier than he has like just to do his morning routine.
Morning routine. Like, and I'm sure it's like
stays on
some kind of weird smoothie, some kind of weird hair and face thing, a little bit of yoga, some meditation, and then drugs. Because you can't be Ryan Seacrest without drugs to go to sleep and drugs to wake up.
You really think he's doing them?
He's literally hosting every show that's on TV right now. Yeah.
What else is he hosting?
He does like Ryan and Kelly. He does American Idol. He does the Sirius XM.
American Idol hasn't been on in so long.
In so long, yeah. They just wrapped and they were doing it from home. So he did that and did Kelly and Ryan every day, as well as his Sirius XM show, so which is cocaine. Every day. So he has to be on cocaine.
100%.
And then he has to be on fentanyl to go to sleep, or some kind of, you know, he has the Michael Jackson thing where the doctor comes and like puts him to sleep.
Oh, I'm sure he has people.
Right?
Yeah.
So you just can't do that kind of schedule without drugs.
I wonder what.
And that's what's so shitty. Like, I don't know if I was talking to you, maybe someone else, of like this mom blogger that was like just amazing, doing everything. You know, she was the mom that everyone wanted to be like, and she was in such great shape, and she was just like crafts all the time with the kids. And then finally came out later, she was like, I'm on Adderall, like lots of it. And you're like, dude, what the fuck? And I feel like it just makes stuff like our level of, you know, attainability, mm-hmm. or level that we're trying to keep up with is not real.
Correct.
So it's like either they're super rich and they have nannies around the clock or whatever, and you're just like, how come I can't do that? And you're like, because you're not on drugs and you don't have $1 million.
Yeah,
like,
do it.
So,
well, because we're always comparing. That's just always human being in us, and being like, oh wow, she can do that. How does she do it all?
How does she do it all?
And you don't see the intricate details
of
their
life. Yeah. And they're usually just like, I just do like a smoothie and I do yoga and stuff. And I just like drink a lot of water. And that's why I look beautiful and I can just be up all day. And you're like,
no.
Thank you actually for telling me that you were on Adderall.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Or
so then I could be like, okay, good.
Even Beauty Secrets. I can't stand the Beauty Secrets. It's like, how have you looked so young? You haven't aged in 30 years. Instead of being like, oh, eat right, exercise,
just
hydrate.
Tell us what you're really doing.
Sunscreen. Like, just be like, bitch, I get Botox. I've been slowly getting everything throughout the years as little by little.
When Jennifer Lopez says that she just like gets a lot of sleep and doesn't really drink, I want to just be like, bro. Mm-mm. Are you insane? Like, we know what you fucking do. Like,
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Just say?
I believe that she does do that.
I know she does.
Because her body is amazing. But I also feel like, too, that she probably gets cool sculpting or whatever the fuck else.
Cool sculpting. She gets microneedling. She gets Botox.
She
gets filler things.
But she does it little bits, right?
Yes.
Where it's very natural looking.
Yes.
She's not trying to look fake. It doesn't really give her much, you know, anything that's not taking her out of the game for a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got fucking bajillions of dollars, man.
Yeah,
she can do whatever. And by the way, I was looking up Seacrest's net worth because I wanted to see how much he makes. According to Forbes, last year, last year, Seacrest made $71.5 million in income from all of his separate endeavors. His net worth.
He produces the Kardashians. Like
he does.
Yeah. I mean, are you kidding?
Oh, I forgot about that.
The amount of time that guy is just on the phone, like fielding fucking situations because he's producing all this stuff.
Is he in a relationship?
He was.
With a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I always thought he was gay.
It's jury's out still. I mean,
You
can still have a beard. He seems like one of those guys that like would not want to put that out there.
Oh.
I guess.
Why not, though?
It's him. I don't know.
You know what I mean? I feel like anyone.
At this point, I don't know why. At this point, it's hard to see why people would be in the closet. Like, everyone has their own reasons, right?
Sure.
But, like, we're all good, right? Supreme Court, like, we're good. We're good.
We're all accepting.
Good,
we
right?
understand. Yeah.
I mean, there's a thing now. Like,
love is love, man.
Yeah.
There's
like, we're
no
all
judgment.
Good. We're all good.
Yeah.
I guess everyone has their, you know, however they were raised or whatever, why you would be in the closet. But I just think, like, someone like Seacrest, like, why wouldn't he just be like, yeah, I'm gay?
I always was curious.
I think he's gone too far now.
Do
you know what I mean? Where you're like, okay, what about all those girls? You know what I mean? Like, maybe he's gone too far.
Yeah.
Sure.
Apparently, his net worth is estimated to be between $410 to $430 million. That's crazy.
His net worth, $410?
This is what this cheat sheet says.
Yes, because, I mean, let's just go Kardashians alone. Executive producing the Kardashians for however 10 years it's been
on. Yeah, how long
has
it been on? Yeah.
Bro.
You know what's so crazy to me when you think about how he got started? I vividly remember the first season of American Idol. It was him and the dude with the brown hair, right? Both, they were two.
Yeah.
There was two guys who hosted that show.
That's right.
It
and
was
then
Seacrest,
the other one, just, and Seacrest won.
And brown haired guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's
brown haired guy. Yeah. That's right.
Right? And that was when Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarino or something, right? With the like frilly hair were the top two because both of them were fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Of course, Kelly won. And then from that moment on, he was really the only host that came back. And that show grew in popularity. Yeah. And then this dude just fucking
exploded.
Yeah.
And he's a workaholic. And so he just doesn't say no.
I'm curious what he even did before.
So he actually was a radio DJ in Ross's hometown in Georgia. So he's from like literally where Ross is from, Alpharetta really? Or something. Yeah. And so he was like, he's been doing this literally since he's in high school. Being Damn. On the radio, hosting stuff.
So he's living out his dream, man.
Yeah. Or he's just doing what?
Everything.
He's just doing what he's an expert in because he's been doing it forever, right?
Well, I hope for his sake.
Yeah,
he loves it, and that he's enjoying it, and he's not just doing it for the money.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I hope
you
would hope. I hope he is too, because he just does it all day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I mean, if that's your whole life,
yeah,
and you're making millions off of it. I know some people are like, dude, if I'm making millions, whatever. If I hate it, I hate it. But me personally.
Oh, so you still like if you have a choice, do it all day.
He has a choice.
For him. Yeah.
I feel like with his background now and all the opportunities extended his way, he could choose whatever the fuck he wants now.
Right.
What's his name? I don't even know who he is, but he is a reporter for E! News.
Okay.
He went on America's Got Talent.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Who is that guy? I've seen him before.
Yo. Something
he's one of the interviewers, reporter. Yeah, Michael Yo. It might be Michael Yo.
Yeah, let me look it up.
He, I guess, I don't know if he quit his job or what, but he did tell his wife, like, these next 2 years might be rough because I'm going to pursue my dream.
Stand up. Yeah.
And his wife, oh my God, I think this is what made me, this is the point where this did make me cry, right? And the, like, yeah. I had the cry moment.
Yeah.
Whereas his wife was like, I love you. I believe in you. Right? She just had his back 100%. I was like, wow. This is so beautiful.
That's so beautiful.
Right? Because who knows if they're struggling right now and what they're going through. Yeah. And he fucking crushed it, dude. I laughed at his stand-up.
Yeah, yeah.
And by
He's
the way.
He's been doing it for a while. So like,
it was
weird
good.
To actually see him on America's Got Talent because I was like, I thought he did stand up, but
I had no
maybe
idea.
Not, yeah.
And I kind of felt bad because they did not have an audience there because of the whole COVID thing. So it's, I mean, to do stand up to only four people and it's
that's
crickets
harder.
In there. That's hard.
Harder.
He did amazing, and of
that's
course they
awesome.
Played the sad music at the end, and
of
everything.
Course, and it was slow motion.
Yeah,
and he was like hugs his wife, and then we're crying.
But
AGT will make you cry.
I know.
Makes me cry every
but
time.
But some of it, I'm like, okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Does everything, you know?
After a while, I'm like, no.
And people can hate me for saying this, but Chris and I have had this very honest discussion. That sometimes we feel with some people on there who are contestants that they got picked because of their story.
Of the story.
More so than for their talent.
100%.
Because we're sitting there and we're like, okay, so this is a talent competition. Don't get me wrong. They were good, but they weren't great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But because of their story, it's like, okay.
Yes.
Right? And so Chris is like, what the fuck, another choir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to hear about this whole like long because, thing.
And,
yeah.
And while he's like, I can only imagine what it's like growing up in an area like that.
Sure.
And blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And yes, that's really unfortunate. Also, at the same time, he was like, they weren't really that great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Golden
Buzzer. Do you remember
The
Voice? Did you ever watch The Voice?
I didn't really get into
that as
much.
It was a big joke in that where it's like every time they would, you know, do the story of whoever the contestant is, it had to be, and they're really trying to search sometime for like a story where like one time in high school and you're like, bro, like it doesn't have to be sad, but I don't know why.
Can you imagine? I should make a parody video like, about this and be like, you know, do interview style and be like, yeah, so there's this one time in my life was really hard.
Yeah.
Where I had to eat a ham sandwich instead of turkey and it was turkey. Like ruined me.
And my mom knew. She knew. I don't like ham.
I was scarred for the rest of my life.
I was scarred for life. And then you sing.
And then, yeah.
Beautifully.
Oh, my God.
That or, like, it's such a horrible story. And then the person, like, sings so bad. And you're like, oh. But that's what I do. I'm like, if they're editing it, I'm like, if they have a really sad story, like, they're not going to let
be bad.
It be bad.
Correct.
Right? Like, they're not going to fucking do it. The days of that was weird. Do you remember? Okay, so you're talking about American Idol in the beginning. Do you remember when, like, the culture of it was to like make fun of people, to be mean to them, to get like
who
almost
was that guy?
Mentally challenged.
She bad.
Yeah. Mentally
yes.
Simon challenged Cowell people was... to sing and make fun of them.
Yeah.
That was the world, dude.
Yeah,
remember
that? Was
that?
The world back then.
I love the shift now.
That's crazy.
Of things being like very supportive and nice. And like, even if you aren't good, we're going to like send you off with like, try again or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know when that shift happened, but I think American Idol just got, maybe it was the shebang. Like it got to a point where you're like, now you're having crazy homeless people come in from the street, mm-hmm. film the audition, make fun of it. Like that's just insane.
People particularly watched that show at the beginning. Like the auditions was through the roof, skyrocketing. Yeah. All their numbers because of the fact it was a shit show after shit show after shit show.
Yeah.
What's Simon gonna say next? Is Paula gonna stick up for them? Is she gonna be like, oh, let's prove up too? Yo, dog.
I have to. Yo, I know. Dog. That's a no for
That's
me,
a
dog.
No for me, dog.
Fucking dumbass, fat motherfucker. But, I think the voice kind of changed. I know you didn't watch it, but it was so weird to see. It was really refreshing, and it took off. It did well. And I think people saw that, like, if you're actually nice to people, supportive, and also if you have auditions where the people are vetted first, where, like, you know they can sing. It's not like it's going to be, like, a crazy person. You've already talked to them. They've had a pre-audition. Mm-hmm. So everyone that comes in and auditions is at a level that's like, okay. You're maybe not the best right now. You maybe have some stuff to work on, but it's not going to be like annihilating you. And no one was mean. And I just fucking like it.
Well, I did watch some. And the thing at the beginning, and the thing that I thought was so awesome about that show, The Voice, was that you have superstars.
Right? Oh, yeah.
You have fucking some real of the ones. Best singers
that
ever
are
out
currently
there.
Working, giving not like you, has-beens.
Correct.
Yeah.
Not doing this to fluff up their career.
Yeah.
For a fucking season because they have like a new single coming out that they haven't came out with one in a decade.
Yeah.
Except Christina though. She didn't come out with music for a while, but she's an icon though to me. Right?
No, to have her on was like, holy shit. Like
Correct.
Every single person. Because
her voice is fucking immaculate.
Yeah.
But to have them like talk to them like normal people. Give them advice.
Coach
Literally
them.
Coach them.
Mentor them. Like
sit there with them and play the music and sing with them. That is amazing.
I talk to Ross about this sometimes where I remember that culture even back then with celebrities where like Jennifer Lopez, remember, used to be a bitch diva. And it was like,
really?
Yeah, like you would hear stories. She's not anymore. She's super nice because the culture now is be super nice to everyone and more people will like you.
Will
right?
Like
but
you.
Back in the day, it was like diva, crazy writer where she would want like everything white and only roses that are like
oh see
fresh
I didn't hear
and
that
blah,
was
blah,
Lopez
blah, and
I heard
needs,
that was
there's
Mariah Carey.
Beyonce was a little bit like that.
I mean apparently Mariah Carey is still like that
but she's like she's riding that so she is actually you can look at her and see the way it used to be because she's holding on to that where like
oh, man.
It was cooler to have people like waiting on you and like peons and you would treat people shit and like now I feel like
That's
it's
so
cooler, right? And it's a people.
Well, thank God,
celebrities
people with
realize,
respect is,
yeah,
is now cool.
Is now cool,
right?
And
oh,
it's
God.
Now like in style to be like nice to people, to help people that are trying to come up behind you, to like mentor people, to like not fucking to sign, sit there and sign autographs the whole time, even though you don't want to, and not just like walking by, like fuck you, taking pictures with everyone. And I don't remember
like
the shift, but I like it.
That's why people love Post Malone so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's because of that fact.
You never hear like a bad story about him like being shitty to a fan or anything.
And he treats them just like normal people.
Yep.
And he hangs out with them. And like he goes above and beyond and it's because he wants to.
Yeah.
It's not because he's doing it for like charity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I will still always think back. I wish I saved this video. But it was like all these old women at a winery. So you know they're fucking wasted drinking wine and mimosas.
Yep.
And they're all in their 50s. All like cougars too, by the way.
Yeah,
very like attractive. And they're all hugging on him saying, Post, Mr. Post.
Mr. Post.
I'm Posty. They're like, Mr.
Is he
Post.
Loving it?
Oh, he was loving it. And he had his arms around them.
Oh, he's the best.
Right? And
he's
just
the best.
Not anything weird or like sexual, but just be like, yeah, hey, ladies, you know, and just hanging out with them. Like legit hung out with them for the at the winery for like 3-4 hours. And drinking with them. And they were said
drink.
That.
That
and
motherfucker
I was like,
can drink,
that's
dude.
So awesome.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, I could only imagine what it would be like being a celebrity and having like people in your business 24/7.
Yeah.
In your face 24/7. Always asking for autographs. And I can understand there gets to a point where I'm sure it's a lot.
I'm sure. And I'm sure there's stories that don't actually reflect who these people are. But
correct. But I feel like there's a respectful way now, to still go about it.
Yeah. I just think now it's more part of the job. Whereas before they were like, I have to.
Please don't.
You know? And now it's part of the job. You're on Instagram. Everyone's videoing, taking everything you do. You got to be nice because they're going to catch it on camera.
Yeah,
and then you're going to be the fucking bitch. So whether it's changed because of that or it's changed because it's just in style now.
I have a feeling
cool,
it's all of it.
It's all of it.
Right.
And I like it.
Yeah, me too. I saw a video of Justin Bieber coming out, and I guess he was at a restaurant with his wife,
mm-hmm.
and there was a whole slew of fans out in the front,
mm-hmm.
and he's coming out, and one of his, like, it seemed like one of the bouncers, the security guys, I don't think it was his dude, I think it was someone from the restaurant,
yeah.
was getting kind of aggressive and, like, yelling, and Bieber was like, dude, calm down, man.
Yeah.
And then talked to the people like normal, said, hey guys, I respect you. I know you guys want to say hi, but can you guys just respect us?
Yeah.
Just let us get to our car after this.
Yeah.
And they did. And guess what? You'd speak to them like a normal human instead of being
right? Above it, better.
Above it, better.
Yeah. And I think we realize, and especially with the quarantine, we realize that celebrities aren't actually shit. Right? If you don't have the makeup, if you aren't able to go out to the restaurant, if you don't have the bodyguard, if you don't have the fucking camera crew,
just like us.
You're just a fucking girl with a bad angle like this. Oh, talking on the fucking show. Like, why don't move it up? Who doesn't know that?
Right.
Put it here.
There's
why are you talking down into it like this?
Teeny boppers who can use their phone.
Talk to one of them.
Better than a...
Yeah, exactly. Like, why aren't we utilizing these fucking... These little teeny boppers that know this shit. This whole,
they're
like, Zoom
talented,
world.
Talented, man.
I know.
This shit that I see on TikTok. And I'm telling you, if you're still one of those people who is like, oh, TikTok is so stupid, get on there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the minute that you check it out, you're going to be addicted to these damn videos. And you're going to be so impressed with what people can make.
Yeah.
And the humor that's out there. Like, it's expansive.
Oh, my God.
I don't even think I'm that funny, but I sometimes make some funny videos.
Yeah.
Kind of funny sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not even close. I'm the bottom of the barrel scratching at that shit. I'm like the poor person funny. Like,
it's all
petty.
Editing and you're good at
but
editing.
You know what I mean though?
Yeah.
But like, I see that now in the whole TikTok world. I'm like, dude, people are, this is rad.
Yeah.
And to see their expression, and a lot of people like to express themselves in these manners. And I think that's fucking incredible.
Exactly.
You know?
And yeah, I hope that this supportive fucking thing moves to social media a little bit
more,
but I don't think it will. But I would like it to be cool, to be fucking nice to
people. So supportive?
I think cool to be nice and not a fucking like.
Well, I think there sadly, and just being, I don't know if I'm being a pessimistic here or what, but I think there sadly will always be the BS that you'll see online, only because people, it's very different in person.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's true.
Someone's not being held accountable online. They can say whatever they want to without any repercussions because they're not seeing what it's doing to you physically, mentally, emotionally.
Yeah.
Right? How it's affecting you. Whereas in person, it's real.
Yeah.
So to me, I feel like there'll always be some people who just think that this invisible, like this wall right here protects them from things and they can just treat people however they want.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's fucking sad. You know what? And here's the worst part too, is hurt people.
Yep.
That's what it is. Like when you look back at it, it's like, dude, what's wrong with you? There's obviously something there's something going on in your life that you're just taking out on everyone.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that's like one of the big cons of social media that I can't stand.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a place for people that are going through something to shit it out on everyone else.
Jeez.
I hear Giorgio cleaning in there,
I feel like
we need to get in there and help him. But
we do.
I'm glad we had the party.
Me too.
The next time I see you and we do a show in person will be in Texas.
It will be. Which, by the way, your friend Brooke the other night was like, "When are you gonna be in Texas?" September, blah 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 blah. And I was like, "I don't know. I'm sure I'll be there often."
She'll be there. She'll be there.
I was really surprised. I was like, she's going to be there.
Yeah.
I was like, good for her.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was like, and I told all the girls too, you're going to be out there probably before that. But I was just like, I'll get a place downtown and then, you know, Ross can whatever, watch the kids or my mom will be there or whatever. And I come stay with you guys downtown and party. Cause I, you know, we're half an hour out. So I'm not going to be hanging out there that much.
Yeah.
It'll be like, if people come into town, I can hang out with them there. But you know.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Good. I'm glad we did the crazy party last night, and I'm glad you didn't kill yourself.
I know. I'm glad we all, trying to do flips.
Glad you didn't.
Who the fuck am
glad
I?
Glad you didn't do that backflip like Dan fuck? Was fucking telling
I
you
know,
to.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
Well, we do have a Broette nomination.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
I know. And I'll get to it because, so Brooks Spenner, who has actually been part of the DB community for 4 years.
Okay.
Sent this in. And I love that she said this. She goes, I really love your guys' podcast. Way more than the guys' podcast. Ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Thank you, Brooke. So anyway, she goes, I wanted to nominate my best friend Jess for Drinking Broette of the Week because she and I are both Marine Corps veterans and she is a nursing student right now. And she's working her ass off to earn her degree. She goes, I just graduated and we've been each supportive of each other and we've been each other's support systems through our college lives. And she has now found the time to give me extra support as my hubby goes through Air Force boot camp.
Oh, wow.
So, and that's hard because you're not seeing him like for what? 8 weeks, 9 weeks.
Yeah.
So she goes, so she's my best friend, the best of best friends you could possibly imagine. So cheers to you, Jess. I love you so much. You're so amazing. Thank you for being my best drinking buddy.
Oh,
I got goosebumps. Girls. I love this shit. I love the girl shit. Right? This is what it's all about.
It's what it's all about. This is what we're doing. Talking to people last night about, you know, the guys that liked our show and like knowing that, you know, it's not exactly for them, but they're happy for us, supportive, and I don't know.
I know.
I just love it.
I know. So that's all you need in your life is like good people who support you and it seem like they're doing it back and forth and they're there for each other throughout hard times and the rough times and husband leaving times, and that's fucking awesome.
I know.
So Okay, guys. Well,
I know. I'll see you
until Texas in person. Don't fucking cry. What are you doing? I did this yesterday.
I'm hungover.
That's I know, you're hungover.
I'm
it's
just
okay.
hungover and like emotional.
I fucking love you.
But
I
I'm going to see you. You're going to be out. You're going to be out. And like, I'll just buy you a ticket next month.
No, we're going to, I'll be out. I'll probably be out there every month. Okay. I fucking love you.
I love you too. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, you've been watching every move and plotting your next move. Shoes, yeah.